ending the presence of the MKO in Iraq and the consequences of their remaining in the country are among the main topics discussed in Iraq's political circles. In a conference organized by the Iraqi Center for Media Development, a number of Iraqi officials and ordinary people came together in the capital Baghdad to talk about the efforts of the U.S. government to remove the MKO from the International Terrorist Organization's list. The tribal leaders criticized the silence of the United Nations toward this act and said that such step is raising doubts about the U.S. intentions in the region and reveals the U.S. future plans, especially against Iran.
The U.S. is playing a dirty game, and this step was taken because Washington is preparing to destabilize the security in the region.
The organizers showed frustration toward the intervention of the U.S. government in this issue, saying that the U.S. is putting pressures on the Iraqi officials to keep the MKO in Iraq. They said that the main motive is to use MKO to launch attacks against the neighboring country.
The removal of the MKO from the international terrorist list will definitely give the chance to the U.S. to put more pressure on the Iraqi government to keep them in the country, so they can launch attacks against regional countries.
Political observers say that the Iraqi government should take some serious steps toward the expulsion of the MKO.
The Iraqi government should take a firm stand in facing the U.S. pressures and refuse the presence of MKO in the country. Their stay here goes against the country's sovereignty.
The group is especially notorious in Iran for having sided with former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein during the 1980-1988 Iran-Iraq War. The attendees have condemned the U.S. government's efforts in removing the MKO from the International Terrorist Organization's list and criticized the response of the United Nations towards such behavior. Moreover, many political observers have warned of the consequences of the remaining of the MKO in Iraq, saying that the step has been taken to keep them in the country. Hussam Albayati, Press TV, Baghdad.